Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. 11 years on, Luxembourg's Bommelaer case is back in court. Seven former law enforcement officials went on trial yesterday, accused of giving false testimony during the original bombing trial. The case stems from 21 bomb attacks across Luxembourg between 1984 and 86. Investigators believed members of the gendarmerie may have orchestrated the bombings to pressure politicians. The original trial was suspended in 2014 after 177 days. Both original defendants attended Monday's hearing and are seeking €500,000 each in damages. Luxembourg is making its mark at the UN Climate Summit in Brazil. For the first time, the Grand Duchy has its own pavilion at COP30, having previously shared space with Benelux partners and the European Investment Bank. Environment Minister Serge Wilmers says the pavilion will showcase Luxembourg's climate work and host international cooperation events. Defence and Mobility Minister Ulrike Backes is in Berlin today and tomorrow for high-level talks. She's meeting German Defence Minister Boris Pistorius at the Berlin Security Conference to discuss NATO, European defence and continued support for Ukraine. In other news, the US House of Representatives votes today on a bill requiring the Trump administration to release all Justice Department files related to Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump has reversed course and is now urging Republicans to back the release, saying he has nothing to hide. Meanwhile, Trump is hosting Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the White House today, his first US visit since the 2018 killing of Jamal Khashoggi, which US intelligence said he approved. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting Turkey tomorrow. He said he hopes to reinvigorate peace talks. Yesterday, France's President Macron and Zelensky signed an accord for Kyiv to acquire up to 100 fighter jets and other hardware, including drones. Germany and France are pushing for Europe to break free from American tech dominance. Chancellor Friedrich Merz and President Emmanuel Macron host a Berlin summit today, calling for greater digital sovereignty as the AI race accelerates. CEOs from major European tech firms, including French AI company Mistral and German software giant SAP, will attend. Concerns about US tech reliance have grown since President Trump's return to office. In sports news, former heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua will face YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul in Miami next month. The 36-year-old Brit takes on Paul in an 8-round professional bout at the Kasaya Center. Paul beat Mike Tyson last November, whilst Joshua hasn't fought since losing to Daniel Dubois at Wembley in September. And in tennis, Luxembourg has two first-time champions at the Luxembourg Tennis Federation Masters. Laura Carrera of Tennis Club Petange beat 2023 winner Lucy Rabiot 6-4, 6-4 in the women's final, whereas Alex Knaff from TC Schifflange took the men's title, defeating Rafael Kalsi in straight sets 6-3, 6-2. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's that time again. Temperatures have dropped below zero. Today promises to be dry, overcast and pretty cold, with the chance of a little sunshine in the afternoon. Temperatures are still in minus, around minus one now, and only rising to highs of 4 to 6 degrees in the afternoon.